get to the Darshan on the Pasuk, on the very first Pasuk in Mishpat, and Elah Mishpatim Asher Tassim, Lefneihem, V'loi Lefnei Akum. That there is an Issa Deraisa for two Jews to go to a court case, to a non-Jewish court. You have to go for a deterrent. And even if the Goyish court also has the same dinam as Dina Yisrael, they follow off of the Chosh Mishpat. So the din still is that it's forbidden to go to Akwa Shalach. You have to go back to a Jewish bed. And the Gemara stresses very much that one who goes to a bed and Shalom the Avodah Zarah is considered as if he's giving cover to the Avodah Zarah. I raise the Ilu Ilu Yerosam, actually on the Kumish course, from Gittin Dap Peches. The Gemara in Gittin Dap Peches, God is not even speaking about, the Gemara quotes in a context where they're not even speaking about a court case with a judge in a stock, with a forcing a person to give a get. They want the Gracious Court the first person to give a get. So the Gemara says, I'm not also the Snail of the Nayam. There's a din of Akora Shalakum, both on Mishpat, on judging, and on forcing, on Isui. So the Gemara Darshan, Tosis points out in the first paragraph in Sanhedrin, that the Gemara Darshan is on the first, again, Ramesh Patem Asher Tosim Lefnehem. What do you mean Tosim? Tosim Sima applies to a tangible object. So how can you have Sima on Mishpatim? Ela Mishpatim Asher Talamdeh. So you don't say Asher Tosim, we wouldn't say Lamdeh. So the Gemara says, Elu Klei Hadayonim. That the word Tosim refers to Klei Hadayonim. The Shefa and the Makel, the Ritzua, the way you put a person in Cherem is with a shofar to hit people, to beat people up, police guns and so on. So these are the Klei Hadayonim. So that also, that's for Mili the Isli Yukfiyah. So it's Tzais quotes that Tzais. Everybody knows that Tzais because it's Tzais quotes. Tzais in the beginning of Chash Mishpa quotes that Tzais. That there are two dinim over here. Asher Tosim, one is HaMishpatim, the Halachas, and Asher Tosim is referring to the Klei Hadayonim. And the Halacha of Lefnehem, Lo Lefnei Akum applies to both, that the Isli has to be Dafke, the Mishpat has to be on the Yisrael, and the Isri has to be that called the Isra. Unless the Bezin is great, I'll say Masha Bezin, unless the Goyish Accord beats the guy up and they say, I say Masha Bezin, show you some stuff in Malecho. And the Gemara says, we give them, it's okay. Then it's not a violation of Yisri, Masha Tatsum, it's not. Oh, so the Rabbi Badi Yosef has a tshuva in his, one of his most fallen Kavadans, where he points out that this din applies not only if it's in the situation of Ilo Yerosom, where they're of the Avodah Zarah and they have an idol in the court, or they have a court, and they paskin according to the Catholic, or according to some Avodah Zarah religion, or they paskin according to the Chosh Mishpat in the name of their religion, even if they're neutral, even if it's not a religious, not a some Avodah Zarah government. The court is not the function of some other religious government. It's a neutral government. He says, even if it's a Jewish government, it's also. But then I can say, it's a Jewish government, and they don't pass can according to the Chazon Ish, but it's also an Issa. He says, it's a bigger Issa, according to the Chazon Ish, it's a bigger Issa. If you go to Jewish court, go to Jewish judges, and they pass can, not according to the Chazon Ish, but then it's a bigger Issa. If you go to a Jewish court, they pass can according to the Chazon Ish, so that's the din. She talks to them, unless they're not religious. Unless the judges are not religious, so they're possible to be. They're not observant, so they're Rishoy. You have a plan. If I rush, it's possible to leave. It's also possible to die. Look, whoever's a Tiyoni is automatically, it's so fact that it's already possible to be, if he's not religious, if he's not religious, it's possible to be a man. Mishnah Midah says, Kala Kasha Lahai Kasha Lahai. Kala, excuse me, the reverse. Kala Kasha Lahai Kasha Lahai. Yeshi Kasha Lahai, Bene Kasha Lahai. Mekhe Nam Har. He doesn't know how to learn. It's Kasha Lahai, but it's possible to learn. That's other people also. Not everybody who's kasha lahai is kasha lahai, but everybody who's kasha lahai is kasha lahai.
So in America, just say
based in
because it doesn't have any authority. If based in wouldn't have authority, the Jew chiefs you, so you can't do anything about it.
No, there is a din that the Bezin can give me rishus to go to court.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
So you have given the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, the Bezin tries to be matzen him 3 times because he's important for lawyers that free law, that you're not allowed to take 2 Jewish clients if the Taven and Nitva are both Jewish. One of them is a great city, no reason to go to court. But if they're both Jewish, even if they're not observant, the din is that you're not allowed to go to court. It's an Issa. And the lawyer who goes to court with him is Abraham, the Issa, who's Nibla Sita Mishra. And the judge who judges them is more than with Nibla Sita Mishra. He's doing the Avera, with Nibla Sita Mishra. That is the Avera. Don't become a lawyer. Be a real estate lawyer. Do a tax lawyer. Do something else. Don't be a lawyer and we have to go to court and fight that case.
And you're dealing with Pashas?
DNA nefashos?
Yeah, if there's a murder.
For example?
There's a murder.
There's a murder? No, there's no dinner. The government has the right to give an Einish Mitzvah. For, to keep law and order, the government has the right to give punishment for this.
Any problem for you, like...
Let's say somebody in Yeshiva murders one of the Menala. I'm permitted to master him to the police, because we don't have, the Yeshiva doesn't have a Yad program yet that's working in Russia. We're working on it. We don't have it yet. But there's nothing wrong if I give him over to the police and I say, I saw the way he murdered him tonight. Maharam Sheikh has a chill about that. There's nothing wrong. That's not wrong. The woman murdered her husband, and then he says, well, look, she's allowed it. Fakir, she's supposed to give him over to the apparent. Maharam Lublin has a chill about that.
She's supposed to give him
over to the apparent. No, a woman killed her husband. But the relatives and neighbors who found out about it, they're supposed to give her over to the police, because we don't have anybody giving the approach. She should go murder somebody else. And the law of the land is that whoever kills, so they put him in prison or they kill him. And the government has the right to kill him. That's not a deal with name, little thing.
A Jewish judge can judge that?
Yeah, Jewish judge can judge that too. That's not a problem. Criminal law is no problem. To be a judge on criminal law is no problem.
Criminal law is
also.
Not good
order.
What do you
mean, fraud?
Money, stealing, whatever.
And the government wants to keep law and order, so what are they going to do? I don't know. What are they prosecute? They put him in jail. What are you going to do?
Did
his mom is you're not supposed to go to court, so it's a punishment to put him in jail. That he can be a judge, that he can take him to court. I think so. Gotta look up the din of the post. I think so. Yeah.
Well, we said it's kol
kasher
l'adam kasher
l'hayit.
Isn't there a problem like with
women? Kol kasher l'hayit is the reverse. Yeah. I said it over wrong. The Mishnah says kol kasher l'adam. Yeah, you're right. Kol kasher l'adam kasher l'hayit.
So, you know,
like, someone has two opinions. Two opinions of Shulchan Aruch. Whether women are kosher to be rabbis, tzaddikim. Whether women are kosher to be dayanim, shofetim, right? She's two days where the Mishnah was Shofetis HaPiruach HaKodesh, she was giving the maces, she was a psychiatrist or a psychologist, Shofetis, or she had Alpidus or Hira. Short that she could be a Shofetis, or it means a plain thing, that there was a woman who knew how to learn, she used the past and did it better for them. There's nothing wrong with a woman to be a Dayanit. But then Taisa says that Kashmir, the Mishnah says, that Kala Kosher, Lodin Kosher, Lodin, we know that women are Psuvas Lehoit, but Taisa says it doesn't apply to women. Why not? So that's a whole different sheet. You had that chin? Oh. That chin takes an hour and a half. Okay. It can be said in a half a sentence also, but the shleim is in and it takes a long time.
It's
another answer. Right. It's another answer. That's a few answers.
What is the Dina?
Dina
Mahos
Dina
is only, it has nothing to do with
the
court, it's only just the laws
of the land. Dina Mahos Dina means if one of the two parties is a non-Jew.
Right.
Then the laws of the land are binding, apply. But if both parties are Jewish, then the Dina Mahusa doesn't apply. Number one, the laws of the land are applied. Number two, we're not permitted to go to a non-Jewish court. Both.
That's a question.
So I think the Tumim has a shita like that. Tumim Achash Mishpat says, if I know the other guy is absolutely non-observant, he'll never go in a million years not to go to the interim. He has a chiddush that you don't have to go through the pantomime of sending him hazmonas. He's going to throw in the garbage anyway. You have to waste your time to make hazmonas, you can go straight to court. And others disagree. That's the question.
In the case of you're in a very bad situation,
the government is really
rotten. They're really going to question this guy.
Well, he killed him in Isle.
Yeah,
we have to do something about that.
Let's say the guy gets Misa.
That's how the Gemara says Bambutzi. The Gemara just says that the son of Ablezer Reb Shimon was a policeman and he used to master Ganovim to the Galician government, to the Roman government. Jewish Ganovim to the Roman government.
Eat some money?
Yeah. And they used to kill him. So the Yohan Novi came and he appeared to him and he said, why don't you get yourself a nicer job? It's not a nice job for a Jewish boy to be the district attorney to him. That's what Moshe had in his tshuva, that a Jew should be the work for the government to collect taxes, to prosecute Jews who are evading taxes, and let him get some other job, not a nicer job. That's what the Gemara says. Not a nice job for a Jewish boy that he should mount the Jewish people to the government. Right. So the Gemara says that it's mutter, but Eliyahu Novi would tell him that it's not a nice job. So Moshe Feinstein tells him the same thing as Eliyahu Novi, tells him that it's not a nice job.
So what would
the
other side
have
to lose all the money?
No, you don't
have
to lose
all the money.
No,
you don't have to lose
all the money. No, so you get it better than to send them hasmonis once and then 2 weeks later, and then when he ignores it, then the person gives you permission to go to court. And the Tumim has a svara that since you know in advance that he's not going to go to the interest, well, you have to go waste your time with the hasmonis. $20 for every hasmonis. Just push. Right away, you know that you have the
right.
That's a good question. What kind of a din is this? That if he doesn't want to go to an attorney, you're allowed to go to civil court. What kind of an office is this?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, but I don't know. I don't think it's an issue of an essay or a lot, even if it's only $5. It's not even claimish. Nothing. Still, the din is that if he can't get anywhere with the Bezin Shal Yisrael, he doesn't want to appear in Bezin. But then the Bezin gives you permission, you're allowed to go to our kosher lot. That's the question, what kind of a din is? Okay, so you got to figure out. It's a good question, very good question.
It sounds like a woman
to be a rabbi. For women to be a rabbi? It's a different thing. For women to be a rabbi, in Yeruday it says that a woman, a rabbi, is considered a sororah. So that the rabbi is a woman and the congregation is a sorority. You're not permitted to have a ger. You can give a ger smicha, but you're not permitted to appoint the rabbi of a shul, unless all the members of the shul are ger. That's an Easter of Sarah. Aside from which, the whole issue is not a question of women and rabbis, why they don't have to learn so well that they're passing in the Shabbos. They're passing in all the Shabbos room. The men and the women, they're all passing in the Shabbos. Just showing the Jews that we're going to change the whole religion. That's what the whole conservative movement is all about, to show that we're going to change it. It's a different religion, I'm like. It's not our religion. It's just one little flaw to the whole argument that the religious present. They just don't believe in Torah and Hashemah. That's the only thing that's wrong. Everything else is okay. They wouldn't believe in Tarim and Hashemayim. There's only one little screw that's missing. They just don't believe in Parish about Tarim and Hashemayim. So they hope you can change everything. The right thing are not conservative. We're talking about the hardcore conservatives. Okay. But that's not the sheet of conservative. The main sheet of the conservative movement is they don't believe in Parish about Tarim and Hashemayim. So everything follows the mail. You don't need Tarot on the Shvach, you can drive to Shul on Shabbos, you can have your own, you can do whatever you want. There's no Tarot Shabbat.
They all based on the Shul.
On one point, there's no Shuvah that there's no Tarot Shabbat. That's true.
Nobody makes
they don't
pray. The individual Shuvah about the room and rabbi. Excuse me.
Look, you didn't want your Tarot on the Shvach, they didn't have any Shuvah. It did work with a lot of things, no truth. The main truth is that there's no Torah about Hashemah. That's the main thing.
So you change
the next thing is going to come that there's no God. If you don't believe in Torah Hashemah, the next thing comes is no.
So it's the whole JTS
from Jordan? The JTS is like a JS test. Years ago, the JTS, this has nothing to do with learning, this is just a historical point. Years ago, JTS used to be for yeshiva guys who didn't want to be so from, so I think 50% of the guys from YU used to go to JTS. Now it's like a JSS, that people who are not observant, they're looking, they're searching for religion, so they go to JTS to start off with. And then after they go there, then they go to it, then they come to YU, then they become observant. They're starting from the other end now. They're starting from being completely not observant, they go to JTS, and they become a little bit religious. These are just the opposite.
But it's affiliated with
Oprah,
that's conservative yeshiva.
No yeshiva.
Well,
whatever. I'm a Tina. I'm a JSS, I'm a Tina. It's a machina for the jet. So, the Gemara has another din that we dash on for the pasuk l'shneihem, the loy l'shneihed yoytois. That the same din applies with gabi anan samoch, that you're not permitted to go for a dintur to a person who doesn't have smiche, ish men piyush ad moshe rabbeinu, which the Yeridei says nobody has the Gemara. We don't have any real smiche. So what we call smiche is really hefen hoiro. It's a different din. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, dafei. Those are one thing. Once ahead in Daf Hey says that Rebbe made Exer de Rabbanon Talmud al Yerah Elam came not over Shus me Rabbi. That's a different thing. That you're a different halachi. Not allowed to pass in the Shalom unless you have Natilus Rishus from your Rebbe. And the Rebbe has to see whether you know how to speak well. That's what the Gemara says. He has to be a good speaker. He has to be able to explain what the din is. And the Gemara says, once the Talmud was giving a shir, Mishnayis, and he said, Mincha Meir, but it's Balabatim. And he said, May Beitzim, May Bitzim, May Bitzoyim. And they didn't know what he was talking about. So they realized that they have to give Heter Harov. That you have to have, of course, what do you call it? Homiletics. You can't give him a Heter Harov unless he takes the homiletics course to see if he knows how to deliver a speech. He has to get a good mark in speech. If he doesn't get a good mark, he can be the biggest Amachachachim in the world. And we're not going to give him the Heter Harov. That's what it says. You're not supposed to give him Heter Harov unless he knows how to explain himself. So we don't really have any real smicha bizmanah though. We have is a fake. Even in Eretz Yisrael, there's one din you can't give smicha in chutz l'aretz, it's a different din. Even in Eretz Yisrael, and you can't give smicha, but it has to be Ishmael to Yishad Moshe Rabbeinu. And there's nobody alive in Eretz Yisrael today who has that, Ishmael to Yishad Moshe Rabbeinu. So no one's really getting any real smicha. So bizmanah that we don't have any smicha. So how do we ever do number one dinei Torah? You're not allowed to be done. Let's name Lord of Ne'adiyachis. And number two, how do we do Istu Yukfiyah? How do we force someone to give a get? Let's say, no, it's so. God doesn't want to give his wife a get. And Malacha says he's supposed to. So they put him in prison. What right do they have to put him in prison? That's Eila Mishpat HaMashatakim, what's the name? Eila Play Hadayon. So they do merely the Istu Yukfiyah. They force him to give the get. So they're not allowed to. That's the Gemara's Kashi and Gittin Daf Peches on the base. Abaye asks his Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef, how could you be Ma'asa Agita? You're not allowed to. But you don't have any smicha. Yes, it's Rebbe. You don't have any smicha. You're a faker rabbi. What right do you have to force the guy to give a get? The Gemara answers that Shlichus Sayyid Tavdino. Mada Shlichus Sayyid Tavdino. The Gemara says by both. The Gemara says in Gittin, that Pechash Shlichus Sayyid Tavdino. That's what allows us to force people that their guy doesn't want to pay money. The guy doesn't want to pay money that he owes. So the rabbi should get up and say he cheated everybody. A businessman cheated everybody in the community. The rabbi should get up and Shulman say, we're putting the guy in chayrim. One of the rabbis in the yeshiva wants to say, they're putting the guy in chayrim until he pays up all the chayrim. And they didn't give him any aliyahs, and no one spoke to him. And he wouldn't be the sovereign for me, he wouldn't let him leave the shul. So until he paid up all the money. That's merely decent fear. He's supposed to be ma'asa to force people to do the dini ha'tayrim. A client is married to a grusha, he's supposed to force him not to, to get divorced from the grusha. So there's one din of that you need smicha for mila di isikfir, and there's another din that you need smicha to be shofet, to be done the case. So how can we do both bismanas? That's the Gemara says shlichasai kabdinon on both. Exactly what does that mean shlichasai kabdinon? Is a major machloikis in the Rishonim. In the Stevis and Chayshim Mishpat, it's Siman Aleph. It's Siman Aleph. Quote, this machloikis, whether shlichasai was a din de arayis or a din de rabbanon. And then Nesivis quotes the opinion of the Bali Atesis, which he interprets as indicating, he says Atesis Shita implies that it's a din d'oraisa. How do you see that? Because the Gemara has a din in Yevamos, Ger Tzarach Shloisha Mishpat Ksivde, that when you Megayer, a non-Jew, when you convert a non-Jew, you must be Megayer in the presence of the Dezen of Shloisha. So Atesis is bothered with the Kasha, to how can we just Kabbalah gave him his Manazef? You don't have any smukin. A ger needs a bezin, mishpat sivbe, just like it's in Peri, just like Gidim Avnes needs shloshes smuchim, so to Kabbalah that ger needs shloshes smuchim. So we don't have any smuchim in Zanazim. How is the Kabbalah here? So Taisus and the Rashba give different answers. Taisus says, that's Mikhusai Ko Abdino. So the Nesivis writes, Simon Aleph, the Kabbalah of Rashi Mishpat, but that the simple reading of the Taisus indicates that Mikhusai was a Dinda Raisa, not a Dinda Rabbanon. If it were a Dinda Rabbanon, so who ever heard of a ger mid rabbanon? Rather, the question that he asks, who ever heard of a ger mid rabbanon? You can say that in Yichusa. There is a ger mid rabbanon. There is in Sugas, that Yiral Kaman Aleph says. The Gemara says that ger kotam advil mosul al das bezin. That we can, you can adopt a non-Jewish baby even before the age of 12 by a girl, 13 by a boy, even before their b'nei das. You can be megayer then without their das. So the Gemara says that that's based on Zohar Liyadim Shalai Bifon. So Taisus says, but there are two Girsis in his own Eshech, but there's Chiyah Lekotam is Min HaTeira Mid Rabbana. There is a din that Zohar Lekotam, it's Machlekes HaTanayim, but there's Zohar Lekotam and Zohar Lekotam. It's Machlekes Sof Bava Basim, the Mishnayim, the Mishameis. And we pass in like Rabbi Yeshua against Rabbi Leizer, there's Zohar Lekotam, but there is Chiyah for Lekotam. And then, there are two Girsis in the Gemara in his own Eshech, and I find out what is Chiyah Lekotam is Mid HaRaisa Mid Rabbana. And the Rishonim say that it depends on the issue as to whether it's chiyum tam shlichus and chiyum lam tam shlichus. That is the original machlokes. But it's chiyum tam shlichus lam tam shlichus depends, hinges on these two gersoys in the Gemara and his own eshav. That I know, because shlichus doesn't exist for a kohen. Atem gamatem ma'atem b'nei das av shlichach b'nei das. So there's no shlichus on behalf of a kohen. Kohen can't serve as a shlich for a godel. And a gov cannot serve as a shlich for a kotten, and a kotten cannot serve as a shlich for a kotten either. So there's no shlichus on behalf of a kotten. So if you hold that tzchi mitam shlichus, then tzchi le kotten can only be a takonat rabbah. If you hold that tzchi is la mitam shlichus, it's a different din. So just because a kotten cannot have a shliach, it doesn't follow at all that a kotten cannot have somebody do an act of tzchi on his bia. Tzchi le kotten would be menater. So those are the two gears in the Gemara and the Machlek. So Tosfos asks a kashim ksubas, you would from an aleph, how can you have ger kotten? Madbila Mosel al Das Desden, based on Zochum Yodm Shalai Befonov, that's what the Gemara says. If you follow that Girsa, that's Chia Mitam Shlichus, and Chia Lekotin is only Midirabonim, because the Kotin doesn't have any Shlichus, how can you have a Gir Midirabonim? The Tosfos says, Ben Yichusa, yes, he's only a Gir Midirabonim. How can it be in the thousand for a million? And he married a girl? But he doesn't undergo a new gerus then. He should have to be tovel and nikkel in the presence of three rabbanim, l'shem gerus again. He doesn't. He doesn't tovel and nikkel again. Tovel and nikkel on Erev Yom Kippur. Or when he gets married, whatever he's going to use. But he doesn't go to the mikkel in the presence of three dayanim there. Let's say in Erev Yom Kippur, there are a lot of people in the mikkel, but he doesn't say I'm tovel l'shem gerus. So how is it good? So we rely on the geris that he had from before. So Tosfos says, yeah, that you can have a geris with the rabbi, and yesh toach lakal b'kum v'yasta.
Now, like Tosfos said, if you don't have all of that,
Tosfos doesn't imply that it's the right time. Tosfos doesn't say anything, just in the Sifo's comments on Tosfos. Can it be that he's only a geris with the rabbi, and his mother is there? It doesn't make any sense. Must be that Tosfos thinks that Shichosai Kavdinam is a din there right. I just point out that that's not so mushka, but then the Sifo says, can it be that he's only a geris with the rabbi, and it can be. It can't be, but it probably is. The Nesivis is probably not. The Pashtus is like the Nesivis assumes that unless Tosfos would have held that Yechasai Kavdinan is the Rabbanon, and all the Gerim that we have is Manazah, running with the Rabbanon, they probably would have made some kind of a note of that. The Yesh B'dov is Achidish Godel, is a Gerim in the Rabbanon, Yesh Koach Lachim, they would have mentioned it. The fact that they just say Yechasai Kavdinan sounds like the Nesivis interprets that. It sounds like it's an easy answer. No great shakes over here. The Shlichasai Kavdinan is a din deraisa. I hakan Shlichasai Kavdinan be a din deraisa. The Rashboy has that kasha on Tosfos. What are they crazy? He says he cannot say that Ger is bisman as the Kabbalah Ger is bisman as based on Shlichasai Kavdinan. The Rashboy says, what are you talking about? Shlichasai Kavdinan is a takana de rabbanon. Hefker doesn't hefker. Just like the rabbanon can change din deraisa and din mamonin, so they can change the din and say that a bezn shel had yaitis is good to paskin a din tov. It's based on a hefke bez and hefke, the Rashba says. So the Rashba disagrees with Tosfos and he says, how are we mekabel gerim as man hazeh? You need a bezdin, and the bezdin has to be smuchim. So the Rashba says it's not true, that the halacha never required three smuchim. The pasuk just teaches you mishpat ksiv bey. Just like mishpat needs three rabbis, here two by gerim, you need three bodies, you need three people, but they don't have to be rabbonim. They don't have to be. It's not based on a bezdin. It's not a halacha of a bezdin of shloisha and agansa maizah. Of course, you need three people, they don't have to be smooth. Now, so Reishik has a whole shear that he thinks that the Rambam certainly holds like the Rashba. The Rambam sounds like the Rashba. When the Rambam says in Hilchus, when the Rambam has the dinim of Hilchus Geirus, where does the Rambam have the dinim of Hilchus Geirus? In Isuri Biyah. Why is it in Isuri Biyah? He writes the din, he has a kalacha yad. He doesn't have a separate section. He writes the din, you're not permitted to live with a nochris, or Yisrael is not permitted to live with a nochri, unless they convert. And if they convert and they're from Amun and Mayav, then you have the din of Amun and Mayav, and if Mitzri, Adami, and so on. Nesidim, the Zainumis, he gives you all the dinim. So when he tells you the dinim of Nachrim, and Amun and Mayav, and Mitzri, and Adami, he tells you all the dinim of Geirus. He has a few prokim in the middle of Hilchas Yisuri Biyah, where he discusses dine Geirus. When the Rambam writes the laws of Geirus, he never writes that Bizman, HaTalmud, you needed a Bezna Shloshes Smuchim, and Bizman Azeh sufficient with Shloshah Hadyoyah. It sounds like Bizman HaTalmud was also sufficient with Gimel Hadyoyah. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's probably for a different reason, because the Rambam's opinion seems to be, the Rav has a lot of rights on this, the Briskerov has in the Sefer on the Rambam also like this, that the din of Smuchim is not really a din in Bezdin, it's a din in Hoyroah, it's a din in Psa. Sometimes you can have somebody paskening and he's not a member of a Bezdin, a guy gives a Psa, and sometimes you can have a Bezdin doing something other than paskening. Like a bezin is mekabel a ger. So what are they paskening about? They're paskening that he's Jewish. He's not Jewish. They know before he's not Jewish, and after he goes into the mikveh, they know that he's becoming Jewish. And anybody knows that. You don't need these big geniuses. When a non-Jew goes through the act of conversion, he becomes Jewish. A bezin by chalit is paskening something. They're not paskening anything. They're watching the halitza. It's a bezin makim adol. It's a bezin makim adol. It's not a bezin of mishpat. So the Rambam Shita seems to be that you don't need smuchim in a bezin. There is no halacha that you need smicha to be a member of a bezin. Halacha is that you need smicha to be entitled to have an opinion. To give a psak, to give a hero, you need smicha. The Rambam writes even in the Hesser. When Rav Moshe Feinstein writes all those wonderful children that he writes, that's not a psak. Because Rav Moshe doesn't have real smicha, he just has heter hero. In order to be really called the hero, you have to have smicha. So what is Rav Moshe called? So Rav Soloveitchik always uses the lotion that the Menchat Chinuch says, like the Menchat Chinuch writes, Mara Mokam Ani Lo. Menchat Chinuch always writes, Mara Mokam Ani Lo. So that's what we do when we pass Mishael today. I'm just Mara Mokam, I tell you, it says in the Gemara this, and it says in the Shulchan Aruch that, and Mishkanet Yankin says this, and Abitzel Atatiburgu says that, and Rabbi Chesed Lipshi says this, and you put it all together, and I think that you link it all together, and you come up with Bibbidi Bobbidi. Yeah, you come up with this matzah. So that's not called a hayro. It's only called a hayro if the person has smicha. But if he doesn't have smicha, he's a maram makam ani lo. He gives you, if sometimes he'll give you a lot of maram kainis. And if he gives you so many maram kainis, it'll be mizbar me'elov. Sometimes he won't give you enough maram kainis that it should be mizbar me'elov. So he's throwing in a little of his own shikala da'at. But basically, even with his shikala da'at, All the Rishonim, who didn't have smicha, they were writing tshuvas, they were giving psokim. It's not really called the hayroah because they didn't have smicha according to the Rambam Shita. It's just that they're saying, well, the Gemara says this, and I think that this is the same as that case, so it's mizbar me'elo. That's the law. No, not necessarily. The question is why? What is that din based on? The Chacham Shasar in Chaber Rashi Lahati. So the Rishonim give two reasons that the Shach quotes in the Yeridei, and if both reasons apply, this man is there, even though it doesn't really have a shame psak and a shame hayro. May have other dinim wouldn't apply this man is there. Marshal shikar rotsa lo hayrois. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Shasa revi is al yer. But if a guy drank a revi siayin, he's forbidden to pass him any halach. The Ramor writes a loshin that this man is there, it's mutsa. But it couldn't be because it's not smicha this man is there, so it's not really called hayro.
She was
meant
to say earlier,
you know,
straight away,
so
you
know, you do a passing chalice online. You should take a nap, yeah, you should take a nap. He marks if you take a nap, if he drank the yayin, then, let's say a guy drank the kish, so for the rest of his life he can't pass me on the chalice. The answer is, either he takes a walk and the Gemara says a walk, depending on how much wine he drank, the walk has to be longer in order to be made for his family, or he takes a nap which has to be long enough to get rid of the effect of the wine depending on how much wine he had, or he takes coffee or whatever will wear off the effect of the wine. The Gemara treats it, gives you all of these.
Why, according to Ramah,
they disagree with the Ramah. And the Ramah said, if it's a complicated halacha, then we wouldn't recommend that the guy should pass. The Ramah just says, Zavah Mefurish Bepaskin. Zavah Mefurish Bepaskin, so there's no din of Shikaras of Aharis. Some say it's a misprint in the Ramah, should say Zavah Mefurish Bepsukin, not Bepaskin. And that's what the Gemara said. Whatever is Mefurish Bepsukin is not called Hayro. That's what we discussed the other day. The Gemara says there's no hero on Torah Shabichsav. Whatever is the Zil Kri Beirav, whatever is the Dovishat Dukin Moidim Boy, so there's no Shem Hero. The Gemara has two dinim based on this. There's one din of, a few dinim. Let's say one din of Zok and Mamre. Zok Mamre passes against the Bezan Zok. So the whole din doesn't apply if it's Dov and Mufurish the Psukim. So the Fevish Apostle, the whole din doesn't apply. And then there's another din of Parhal and Dovishal Tibur. Let's say Bezan Zok will passes an error that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Then they decide, well, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. But then that's not good. You don't have to, there's no din of need of Bizman Hazeh. Then they realize that there is a din of need of Bizman Hazeh. But there's no din of Parah and Dabashot Tzibadeh. Whatever is Dabah Mekurish B'Psukim, whatever is Torah Shabbosav, so it's not called the Hayroah B'Toy. It's not called the Hayroah at all. It's more has a third din. But again, to Yotzimi Bezim Zakai, Enach Zivin Oysa L'Choyva, so the Gemara says, that's only if the Bezim is Toy B'Dabash Enach Zukim Oizimbar. But if Toy B'Dabash Enach Zukim Oizimbar, it's not called the Hayroah B'toy. It's not called the Hayroah at all. Whatever is mamish, black and white, wrong, based on Torah Shabbat, is not called Hayroah. Hayroah means in the area of Torah Shabbat. So that's what some Achranim Tainah, that there's a misprint in the Ramah, that it shouldn't say Dava Mefurish B'Parsim, it should say Dava Mefurish B'Psukim. That's what the Gemara says. Whatever is Chumash, there's no din of Shikra Salahoris. But others say no, that the Ramah says Dava Mefurish B'Parsim, There's no din of shikarat al-haris. Why? Because the man is there and nothing is ahirua. Nothing is ahirua. So if it's not befurish b'paskim, we're afraid chashin Hashem ayitah. Bash it. But if it's davan furish b'paskim, it just shows you the din and tells you the din. So that's not called ahirua. If he would have had smicha, even if he just shows you what it says over here, and that's the din that when he says, it's called ahirua. So that's the din of shikarat al-haris. Salacha shikarat al-haris. So the Ramah perhaps holds that Bizman Azad, the whole din of Shikaras al Horus doesn't apply because nothing is called the Hayrom. Anyway, this is the question. There's a Machlekes HaRishonim. What's the din of Shlichus Sayu? Machlekes Mufurish. Two opinions on the Rashba, whether Shlichus Sayu is the right or the Rabbanim. The Nesivus claims that Tosis holds that Shlichus Sayu is the Rabbanim from the fact that they say that Kabbalah's Geirim Bizman Azad is based on Shlichus Sayu Klav Dinon. And the Rashba says, he assumes for Dorot Pasha to borrow that what? The Shlichus Sayu is only the Rabbanim. So the Rashba says that he never needed Shloisha Smuchim even Bizman Abayis, even Bizman Tanakh. He never really needed three Smuchim, he just needed three people of Kiyam Adol. And from the Rambam it would appear that he holds like the Rashba at this from a different reason, from a different angle. That the Rambam sheet is that the din of Smuchim is really a din in Hoyro, it's not a din in Bezdin. So here by a Ger, or by a Chalitza also the Gemara says Shloisha Hadiyatis Hazut. That's Mufurish, in the first Mishnah with the Chalitza, and you don't need three Smuchim. The fact that we practice chalitz in Bizman Azeh is not based on Shlichus Sayu Klav Dinon. The Gemara says even Midin HaTorah is good enough with three Hadyoites. According to the Rambam, we understand what the Pasuk is telling us. The Gemara learns it out from a Pasuk. So the Pasuk is telling us that Smicha is the Din in Hoyro, it's not the Din in Bezdin. And chalitz there is no Hoyro. And if they'll have a Shaila in Hilchos Chalitz, they'll have to get Smuchim. Or Bizman Azeh, they're not Smuchim. So we'll Pasuk him like a Maramachim anymore.
So, why can't you go to the Rabbi of Sa'at? I didn't give the reasons. The Rishonim give two reasons that according to Shulchan Aruch, the first reason is that the Shulchan Aruch, the second reason is that the Rabbi of Sa'at.
It has nothing to do with the Shulchan. It's not that the case is closed. It's not a lot of the case is closed. Because in Mammonist, there's a lot like that. When you have a Bezdin, there's a basic distinction between a Psaq that a Bezdin gives and a Psaq that a Chacham gives. Even if the Chacham has Smich and he gives a Hayroah, that's not a Ma'amachim. Even this man that they had Smich and he gives a Hayroah, the case is not only Paskin. The Chacham doesn't Paskin on a case. Chacham Paskin is an abstract. If such a color kesem will ever come up, he's not passing on his kesem. He's passing an abstract. Whenever such a color kesem will come up, the din is at a Torah. Whenever anybody has a tuna fish can and he wants to know if you're allowed to open on Shabbos, the din is whatever the din is. And whatever this comes up, so this is the din, an abstract. He doesn't pass it on an individual case. Not that the case is closed. When you have a bezin who passes, let's say you have the Tzoyfin and the Sivis were contemporaries and each one had their own bezin. Each one had their own view on din mamonah. Let's say somebody goes to the Tzoyis' bed and then he passes the case. Then you go to the Nesivis' bed and the Nesivis can't really prove that the Tzoyis is wrong. He has a different approach to everything. Different approach to life. Different approach to Yerusha Maimon. A different approach to learning. Everything is different. So the Nesivis has a different approach. If you would have come to his bed, he would have passed him differently under the Tzoyis. But you didn't go to him. You went to the Tzoyis. And the Nesivis is unable to prove that the Tzoyis is wrong, black and white. If you can demonstrate that there was an error in the original Pesach of Bezdin. So the Gemara says that you reverse the Pesach. Whenever the Pesach was because you reverse the Pesach. But if you can't prove that there was an error in the Pesach, then you can't reverse the Pesach. So then I say that the case is closed. Because when a Bezdin paskin, they're paskining on the case. But when a Chacham paskins the Hayroah is not on the case. That's why the halacha is that Kravim Apsulim Ledin when you're working with a Bezdin. But if you have, let's say, a woman has a shayla in Hilchas Nido, she can have her husband pass on the shayla. A butcher has a shayla on a behemah, so he can ask his father, he can ask his brother to pass on the shayla. He can pass it in himself. He's a kohen, he's a baldin, he's a negir adover, he's nothing. The answer is, the rabbi who passes is not passing on your behemah, he's passing on all the behemahs in the world. He's passing in abstract, what the Allah will be if such a behemah comes up. And when a bezin is passing, the bezin is passing on a case. So the Bezdin passes on this case, so you are of my relatives, so there's a din that a Karav is possible. But when it's only Hayroah, the Hayroah is not on the case. It's not that Chacham Sha'asar Ein Chaver Rasha Lahata because the case is closed. That's not the Biur at all. The Rishonim don't say like that. The Rishonim say it's because Shavya Nafshe Chatichat Yisura. all because of Mishum Klodo Shal Chacham Rishon. It's not allowed.
You need
smicha for tefillos. From this, no. It says tassim, elu klei adayonim, and then it says lifnei, lo lifnei hadyotos. I don't know. It's another din. There's two din. That's mucha chenigmara like that. Smicha zayit. That's what the Gemara says. We say Shlichus Zayin.
The Gemara that says nothing by the cutting.
Right, Yer Katan.
The question of something comes to the Shlichus
Zayin,
how
do
they get out
of the cutting? Right, how can you say Shlichus Legoi? Taisin says that cash also. So Taisin says, Boin Ki Echot. If we'll say Yei Shlichus, then he will become a Jew. Then it'll come out that we did a Shlichus for the Jew. But the cotton, even after, will be Megayer him, not the Mafreya. With this act of Zachin, if we'll apply Zach, and then he will become a Jew. So that's called Boin Ke'echot. Not Midirabana, no, but the problem is, even after you'll be Megayer him, he's still going to be a Kotten. He's not going to become a Godel after the Tfilin and Mikvah. So the Kotten is going to be before and after. So on that basis, says that the Geiris is only Midirabana. If you hold that the Tchila Kotten is only Midirabana.
I mean, even the people who hold this to write for what they do, they just pay the Kotten. This problem, I mean, everyone says, the Gemara doesn't say that. I mean, the Gemara says Chia, the Zach.
Zach, not the Shlavi.
I mean, if people hold the rights what do people hold the rights to do with the problem of Chia, Tapshin, Chot, and Yeshiv,
and Chot? No, if you hold that Yesh, Chia, Lakot, and Midiraisa, that means that you hold that Tzchi is Lami Tam Shlichus.
I mean, the people who hold that Geretz and Midiraisa argue on the principle of Tzchi and Tam Shlichus.
Not based on this Gemara. There are two Girsis in Ezer Neshach and Afay and Aleph on the base. But the Tchiyah Ba'ad Katan is a Mishnah at the end of Baba Bas where there's a Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon whether there is Tchiyah Lakot. We pass like Rabbi Shimon that there is. Assuming that there is, there are two Girsis in Baba Mitzvah, Afay and Aleph in Ezer Neshach, whether Tchiyah Lakotan is Menatar Med Rabbanah. Those two Girsis hinge on this issue as to whether Tchiyah Mitam Shlichus and Tchiyah Lam Mitam Shlichus. If Schia is mitam shlichus, then Schia ba'ad katan cannot be mina Torah, because there's no shlichus l'katan, so there can't be any Schia. But if you hold Schia is la mitam shlichus, it's a different halacha, then you can say that Schia l'katan is mina Torah, even though katan has no shlichus.
So the Saif of Dinan comes from Beit Din
Hagadol,
no?
Because the Saif of the Beit Din of Yishmael. No. Mora says Shlichus Saif de Kamoi Klav Dinan. You all do Shlichus Saif of the Smuchim of the former generation. That's a kasha that the Chassam Sofer asks in the Tshuvah Chassam Sofer. What are you talking about? Shlichus Zayi Kamoi, but they're not alive anymore. What if I appoint a shliach to divorce my wife and then I drop dead? Even after I die, the shliach can deliver the get. Some Mishnah and get in the first parish. That you can't do that because once the Mishaleach dies, it's goodbye and good luck. Goodbye, Charlie. He's not alive anymore. So the whole Mirah Shlichus is Batul Mevutul. How can we say Shlichus on behalf of the dead Mishaleach? How can we say Shlichus Zayi Kamoi Kavdina? The Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva that obviously the Lashon HaGemar Shlichus Zayi doesn't mean Shlichus, Shlichus Lo Kamoisa. Rav Soloveitchik gave a different Lashon on this to prove the same point. He said, what if the Kohen is lazy today, doesn't want to go up to Duchen? So he appoints a Levi or Esau to go Duchen for him. So obviously it doesn't work. Why? Because the one he sent doesn't have the qualifications. He's not a Kohen. So how can the guy with Smicha appoint the guy who doesn't have Smicha to be the Shlich for him? If you don't have Smicha, you don't have Smicha. So what kind of Shlichus is it? It's like a Kohen appointing a non-Kohen. So obviously, the Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva, the answer must be that Shlichus Zayi does mean Shlichus, like Shlichus Shlalim Tamais. It means Hurmina, it means Rishus. What do you mean Rishus? They were Malcham on their covers. That's what the Chiddush Aran, right? On the first daf in Sanhedrin. The Aran quotes the Chiddush Aramban like that. That the Halacha Bein HaMishpatim Shetatzim Lefneim Lo Lefnei Hadyotis is Hidim Shem Kvoidim Shel HaSmuchim. I'm not allowed to take the crown of the smuchim and put it on my head. It's a hasagas gvul. It's a bizoyin to the real rabbis. So he says that his man ha-gemara, there were smuchim in Eretz Yisrael and in Bavel, they didn't have smicha because they couldn't give smicha and it was too expensive to travel to Eretz Yisrael to get smicha. The mas mecha and the somach have to be in Eretz Yisrael in Mar. So the Gemara says, bizman ha-gemara, that there were smuchim in Eretz Yisrael and in Babel there were no smuchim, so shlichus zayi of the smuchim. What does it mean? There are moichel on the kov. And bizman hazeh, that there aren't even any smuchim in Eretz Yisrael, so the Rishonim say shlichus zayi become moichel, we are doing the shlichus of the original smuchim who existed years and years ago, means that they saw that in the Doris HaBoyim there's not going to be any, they saw the smichas coming to an end because of the exerits of the Romans. So they were merchel on a coven, they gave all the rabbonim who know how to learn, they gave them permission to paskin even though they don't have smicha. That's how the Ran quotes, the Chedush Ran quotes in the name of the Rambam. That's what the Chassam Sofer is, Mechadesh Anazon. That's the head, but the Ran comes to explain how can Shlichasad be the Arise. How can it be that Shlichasad is the Arise? It doesn't sound like the Rashbo, that Shlichasad is Hefke Bez Nefke. So he says, no, the whole din that had Yotis Apsulim Ledin is because they have violated the din of Kvod HaRabbanim HaMitiyim, of Kvod HaSmuchim. The Rav added on, I don't know, Derech HaDrash, Derech HaLoch, I'm not sure exactly what it meant. He said it could be that it's the din of Kvod Moshe Rabbeinu. But Moshe Rabbeinu is Rabban Shal Yisrael, and Smicha means Ishm Pisha Moshe Rabbeinu. So if anybody wants to pass him without being Ishm Pisha Moshe Rabbeinu, it's an insult to Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't know if he meant that Alpi HaLoch, Alpi Jewish. But the Ramban and the Ran don't have that Loshen Kvod Moshe Rabbeinu. Just say Kisram, also Lito Kisram Shal HaSmuch. So the Moshe Rabbeinu covered. Whenever there's no Issa, then there's no Tzul. Ran explained the name of the Ramban. There are two Dinim with Nehru with Nehru. This is a Din that is an Iser, and there's a Psul. And even, let's say, if Kiblu Alayu, let's say you want to be Mekabel on yourself, Dayan, who's a relative. The Mishnah says, Neman Alay Abba, Neman Alay Avicha. The Din is that Krov Mapsulim the Din. But what if the two Bali Dinim feel very, they'd rather have their fathers and their brother pass them a Din Torah, rather than go to somebody else? If they want to be Mekabel, Kroivim is also good. Mishnah says, if you want to be Mekabel, is good. But they run to the Nisa to be Mekabel had Yotos. Because in addition to the Psul, there's a Nisa. If name quotes the Ramban, if name relative to the Hediyot, he says a Psul, that the Hediyot is possible and it's an Isa. And he says that the Psul is an extension of the Isa. Because there's an Isa, Shlalit, or Kisram, Shala, Smuch, and that's why there's a Psul. And once the Moichel on the Kovet, so there's no Isa, then the Mele, there's no Psul. That's how you can explain the Shlichasai Kavdin and the Din Darayim. So the Gemara asked that question, Sagutakasha. So the Gemara says they only were Merchel on a cover, they only said Shlichasai Kavdin by Nilsa the Shlich and Izbek and Sarantis. It can't even be done all in the moments. The Gemara says Zeres Vachavolos, an Achaybol. The Gemara says even Zeres Vachavolos, we are not done this man as that. A guy slacks the other guy in the face. So the Din Shulchanot said you can't be done in this man. That's Chavolos, Zeres Vachavolos. You have to cancel to him that actually fights his chavero. That's a different thing. But that's not, we're not really done Nezit Tzari Peshevet Boishas Bismanas. The Shevet and the Rikli we would be done. But the other things we wouldn't make him pay. That's the Dinam and the Ramon. The Ramon, the beginning of the Chesh Mishka, talks about what you've done Bismanas. Then the Yitzha falls off. The whole Yitzha with Nehem Barakhne Adiyadis is Shalom Yitzha. Kisran shall ha shall. So once there's no longer covered, so there's no Issa. Once there's no Issa, so there's no Psul. Psul is the result of the Issa. It's an interesting question. I don't know why not, but they should be showing the Psul that not. It's a very good question.
We were talking before about
who tried to carry the Passover something. So do you need how to carry the Passover? According to the Rambam. Why should the Passover be on the job? Why should the Passover be on the job? Why should the Passover be on the job? No, let's say you have a dintara on a halvor, or a dintara on a whatever a dintara on any case at the moment. Super, whatever the case happens to be. So we constitute a bed, you get three rabbis when you should make a bed, and we pass him up the case. So the Rajka says that that's only with the Rabbanon of his mind that you can pass him. The Chasai Kavdinan is not Minatay. If he understands the simple mashmoah side of the looks like Galdino, and there is a takhanas chacham, that even though Manasseh doesn't work, but there are bonds that work. So then it gets stuck, so how do you have Kabbalah's Gerim as Manasseh? They give different suggestions, and one of them is that you never needed a Bezdin of Shlomisha, that you learn that Mishpat Sizbe, you only need three people. But it's not that you need a Bezdin, what's the Bezdin all about? You don't need a Bezdin.
When you're Mati and Mega and you get people together, what faith is that?
Also had Yaitis, the Marathas had Yaitis are good, and Kroivim are good. A very strange din there. Certain dinim, yes, certain dinim, no. Rabbi Kvega says that Elisha is no good, even though the Gemara says Kroivim are good, they're related to the Bava Neder, but he says Elisha is no good. It's a big problem.
So
Database switch around again and then make sure that they have their own base in the
Krovim? No, but you have to be Machna. The only question is, what if you have two members of the Bezdin who are Krovim Zel or Zel? That's not the same. That doesn't say anything about it. Well, it just says that one member of the Bezdin can be a Korah to the Bala Neder, whose Neder were being Machna. What if two members of the Bezdin, or three members of the Bezdin are Krovim Zel or Zel? That's not found anymore. So Rabban Zalavechik, years ago, used to tell you that the guys what to put in the Halacha sheet. They always used to put out halacha sheets before the Yontif, so before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they used to put out about Hataras and Dorim. So he insisted that they should put in his Chiddush, that it's no good. Why? Because Rabbi Kiveg says on Yeriday that the Gemara says that Kroivim are good, but Rabbi Kiveg says the Nisha is no good. Why is the Nisha no good? Because there's no Hataras and Dorim. So Rabbi Kiveg says because the Nisha is no good in any Bezdin. The Nisha is never good for any Bezdin. Kroivim are no good for you, but they're good for somebody else. So Rabbi Kiveg says, even though the Bezdin is no good to be done, you didn't want it, but it's good to be done somebody else, so that constitutes a Bezdin, so this Bezdin could be Mata your Neder. But the Nisha, who couldn't be a member of any Bezdin for anything, the Nisha cannot be a member of any Bezdin, she's not a Bezdin for anywhere, so she can't be a Bezdin here either. So I'll let you get it on. If you have two people in the Bezdin who are Croyd and Zell or Zera, so they cannot constitute a Bezdin for anybody for anything. So they couldn't be good for Hataras and Dorim.
They could.
No, if two, the Bezdin consists of three rabbis.
Yeah.
So if two of the three are related to each other, or all three are related to each other,
right,
then they couldn't constitute a Bezdin for anybody, because they're Kreuz and Zeller there. The Bezdin has a built-in stool. Because Vegas sounds like he's... Doesn't matter. The Bezdin alone is a kosher Bezdin is good. But if you have a Bezdin with a woman on it, so then Rabbi Kiveger says that's no good. That's not a kosher Bezdin. So it's no good to be Mata Nederi. So Rabban Zalareitchik said, if you have two members of the Bezdin, Kroivim, Zel or Zer, just look at the Bezdin, forgetting about the Bala Neder, the Bezdin is already no good. That's not a kosher Bezdin. He says it's no good for Hataras and Dorim. But if one member of the Bezdin is a korot to the Bala Neder, that's mafurish in the Gemara that that's okay. Yeah, that Gemara says it's good. Gemara in the Dorm says that's good.
Touch the term that it's a lot of business. You say that the people equal to one person and the people
to understand a lot of it.
So why?
I mean,
Dashi used the
Russian. No, that's the Gemara says. Yeah. If you have three head yotos, you have shadolais b'uchad de gomer. That's in the Gemara. No, but in the Dorim it's a pasuk. We learn that from a pasuk that a yochid mumche is mat in the Dorim yechidi,
right.
And if he's a head yod, then you have to have shlosh.
Rashi says that he's missed because you're hoping that one guy knows what's going on.
No, I don't believe it. I don't think there's such a. Rashi probably says by dinim amenis. By dinim amenis, there's a din like that. Yeah.
But what about four people?
Four people for Hataras and Dorim. In general, that's a question. The halacha of Ein Bezdin Shokel is that the Gemara has the din Ein Bezdin Shokel. Where's my lawyer? This is what he has to know. Ein Bezdin Shokel. The Gemara has the din that the Bezdin has to have an odd number of rabbis. He can't have an even number of members in the Bezdin. So there's a pilkul in Achreinim. The Shah Mishpat has a stipula called the Shah Mishpat. But earlier, before the stipula, is not enough. Shamishpat and others discussed this topic. What's the halacha of Ein Bezdin Shokel that you cannot have an even number of Bezdin? Does that mean in darshining the psukim to establish what the minimum size of the Bezdin has to be, so you establish it based on this clause that it has to be an odd number? The Sanhedrin Gedolah has to be 71, and the Din Nefashos has to be 23, and the Din Mamlech has to be 3, in some cases it has to be 5, and so on. You cannot establish the minimum number of the Bezdin to say that it's an even number. But once you've established your number, and you want to be Maisif, that's nothing wrong. If you have less, it's no good. If you have more, is wonderful. Like the Ramah says in Hilchos Shabbos, no? I think the Ramah says, now, why do you light two candles? Can I get Zachar V'Shamer? What if you light, you have 7 children, you light 9 candles? So what happens to Zachar V'Shamer? So the Ramah says, whenever you have something that's a gematria, that's connected to something else, you have to be careful not to be peiches, but if your meisif is good, don't take. Because the Gemara says you have seven aliyahs keneged, on Shabbos keneged shivarei apnei melech or something. You have to have three psukim, a minimum of three psukim for every aliyah, because keneged whatever. And then we know you can give more than three psukim in an aliyah. So whenever the Gemara gives something, it's keneged something else. Whenever the Shulchan Aruch says that a certain mispur is keneged something else, the keneged means that that's the minimum, but there's no maximum, the same with the Avasar. So the same thing, let's say you have a case of dini momentus, and you need three dayanim. Let's say they find it too hard to be done by themselves. They want to have a chabad das of more people. So they can have a bezin of more than three. You can have 25 people. So the shahad is, what if you want to have a bezin of four? Is there anything wrong with that? So that's the whole pilpul and achrayim. Lintus achrayim lahatus, yeah. We learned from that pasuk the principle of ein bezin shakul, that you have to have a bezin nota. So that's the question. Some Achrayim claim, the Shah Mishpat claims that that halacha, that there's nota, that ain't there's no shokol, only applies to establishing and darshining and being koveya. What is the minimum number of dayanim that you need for the bezin? But it's not halacha that any given yeshiva's bezin must consist of an odd number. You can have an even number. Because there's the Gemara in the beginning of Harius, where the Gemara says, Afilu meyo sheyashu. The Gemara talks about Parhal Navashal Tzibur, the Din of Parhal Navashal Tzibur only applies if the tzedakah of the Bezna Zom, but he made an error, it was a unanimous tzedakah, it was a unanimous vote. But if it wasn't unanimous, if there was a split in the vote, then there's no Din of Parhal Navashal Tzibur. So the Gemara uses a lotion, Afilu Meyo Sheyoshvu, even if there are 100 men, even if there are 100 people in the Bezna Zom, you have to have, and 70 paskin, and it was 70 to 30. And if there would have been 70, you would have already had a Bezna Zom. The extra 30 guys weren't, so let's say 71. You didn't need the extra 29 guys. At all. But if you happen to have 100 that day in the Bezna Gorla, 99 said, mutter to do this thing, turn on the lights on Shabbos. And one guy said, fakeret, and everybody listened to the right, and then we have a shadow later that we bring a parhal nebushal tibet. So the Gemara says, no, because you have to have a unanimous vote. So from the Gemara to the Mishlam Melech, it's on that Gemara. How can you have a filo meyer sheyashvu? I think the Mishlam Melech goes to Be'er Sheva, it's like, how can you have meyer sheyashvu? What happened to the din of Ein Bezna Shokul? The Gemara has a machlokes Rav Yehuda in the Rabbanan, whether the klal of Ein Bezna Shokul applies to Bezna Gadol. We paskin yes. Machlokes Rav Yehuda says Bezna Gadol was 70. Moshe Rabbeinu was the honorary chairman of the Bezna Gadol, but he wasn't a member of the Bezna Gadol. He wasn't a member of the Sanhedrin. And we paskin against Rav Yehuda that Bezna Gadol was 71. Moshe Rabbeinu al-Gabein means that he was included in the Bezna Gadol. He was included in the Sanhedrin. You have to have 71. That the din of Ein Bezna Shokul applies to Bezna Gadol as well. So how does the Gemara talk about Afilu Meyer Sheyosh? Or how can you have 100? So some want to say there are various answers on Akashas. Some say Lavdaf, some are Litzah Gaon. And others say no, that Allah of Ein Bezna Shokul is only a din in the Kriyas Mispar HaBezn Melechatchila. But once you have your Mispar HaDayon in Nikva, so there's nothing wrong with being Maitik, then there's no Allah of, there's no limit of that din.
The only answer is
less.
Another answer, I read types of aspects for Bezdin, the aspect when they're doing the matzah, like the aspect of discussing the halachas, you don't need shuffle for that. They're trying to say, they're trying to get one's blood entitled to their opinion. And when it comes down to masking, then you
have to be an odd number. Yeah, could be the many things. I find them have a whole literature on this kash. Afilu meyo. How can the Gemara have a lotion? Afilu meyo shiyo. In Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah has a million dinim. Rizikim, a lot of dinim. So one of the dinim has, V'higusha Adonav El Ho'elokim. Tzchol, it's not El Ho'elohim. Tzchol means Bezin. V'higusha Ladelos O'el HaMezuzah. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean O'el HaMezuzah? You have to do the Ritziah into the Delos, not into the Mezuzah. So the Gemara says, the word El HaMezuzah, O'el HaMezuzah comes to, for a drasha purpose. That you can't just lay a door down on the table and lay the Eved Ivri down on top of the door and make a ritzia like on an operation table, make a ritzia like that. No. Ma mezuzah mi'umod, abdelus mi'umod. It's no good if the door is laying like that. It has to be that the door is serving the function as a door. So the Rabbi Zalman of Alojana, the brother of Abchaim Alojana, supposed to be a super genius. Supposed to be bigger than Rav Chaim Volozhin. Supposed to have been, he was a bigger bucky than the Goyim. Whenever the Goyim didn't remember the Gemara, so he says Rav Zalman, he would say the Gemara. Whenever the Gemara didn't remember, he didn't remember the Lashon Baal Peh, so he would ask Rav Zalman, he would say Baal Peh, the Lashon.
Didn't it like he knew his like part or something like that?
Yeah, he knew backwards.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they said about Abzalmala. If you ask him what's the word next to the last, and he could say. So they have a little sefer told us Sodom. This guy always sells. This guy, Mr. Rabbi Schwartz, always comes with the Chassidish Sfarim. He has one that's a very, he has a few that are, okay. He has one that's called Toldos Sodom, which is the official biography of Abzalmala Balazhin. It's official because the Pischei Tshuva quotes Halachas from. The Pischei Tshuva on Yoreh Day and Ebenezer sometimes quotes things from the... Who wrote the Pischei Tshuva? A big tzaddik. I got his name, Rav Hirsch Eisenstein.
After Rav
Hirsch Eisenstein. Yeah, yeah. They're pretty recent, yeah. It was less than 100 years ago. He just composed pretty recently. I think it was less than 100 years ago. Just he was in the Vilna Shah. In the Vilna Shulman, it wasn't before. So the... And the Sefer told us Sodom, they quote, in the name of Abdelma Bagaloshina, that he commented on the Targum Unkelist on this Pasuk. The Pasuk says, if you have a short Tam Shehizik, you pay, the Balashor pays Chachi Nezik. If you have a short Amud Shehizik, so the Balashor pays Nezik Shom. How does the Pasuk read? Oh, no, Dak Yishon, Nagachul Mitzmah Shul Shom, Hu, Gavala Vala Yishon, Re'enu, Ve'em Yisishu Yishon. So what does it mean, Oh, no, Dak? What does the word Oh mean? Im, no, Dak. In biblical Hebrew, some modern usage, we don't use like that. Oh, no, that you should have people means im no da. So Rabbi Zalmala interprets over here that that's what it means. Yigishol hadelis o el hamezuzah. The word o means im. Yigishol hadelis im el hamezuzah. If the door is attached to the mezuzah. Yigishol hadelis provided if the door is attached to the mezuzah, then yigishol hadelis. And that's what it says in the Targum Unkelus. It says the korvine levaz dosha. Dosha means a door. That we have in the Targum Unkelus, it says O Levas Mezuzah. That's the literal O El Hamezuzah, O Levas Mezuzah. But then they have in parentheses the Korvini Levas Dosha Di Levas Mezuzah. This is that's the correct translation. That's how the Gemara dashes. O El Hamezuzah means like O No Da Gishol Nagachu. That the word O means Im. Im means if. That's the condition. The Gishol Hadelah provided Di Levas Mezuzah. Provided that the Delah is attached to the Mezuzah. And the word Mezuzah we know. Mezuzah doesn't stand mean a beam of wood that's lying on the table. Why should you say like that? Mezuzah means a beam of wood. So the answer, that's a korah. That's not a mezuzah, that's a beam. Mezuzah by definition means that it's on the side of the door, that it's attached. So the Gemara darshins that, so Rav Zalmala says that it's not that it's a hekish. It's not that the darshan over here a hekish. Ma mezuzah miyumah, abdelas miyumah. We put in the word mezuzah in order to make a hekish. So how do you read the pasuk? The pasuk has no mashmah. So he says, no. That's what it means. The Yishol HaDelah is provided im el ha-mezuzah, provided that the Delah is attached to a mezuzah.
They don't have what you have for
why can't you have
Shemayim
Pasuk? Dal say Shemayim
Pasuk.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently that's not called the that's not called a mezuzah. That's what the Chayyodim writes. A chidish ledin. If you have a door that's flat that goes down to the basement or something, so he says that door is not chayv a mezuzah, even though that's the way people go down to the basement. In front of the school, that pick up the what do you call it? The trap door, whatever. Then you go down the steps. So if it has, let's say, two posts on either side, and you have a door, you have a mashkot, so you ought to put a mezuzah. So the Chayyodim says no mezuzah. And he bases it on his Gemara Kiddushin. The Gemara says that Ma Mezuzah Miyumot, Abdelus Miyumot. So how do you know Ma Mezuzah Miyumot? So Gemara understands that that's by definition. The word Mezuzah has to be Dafka Miyumot. If it's Mushka because of that, not called the Mezuzah.
Should
be
Ima Mezuzah, what's the Elfoot? Ima Mezuzah,
what's the Elfoot? Right, the O El Ha Mezuzah.
Yeah, I know.
So the word O is to be translated as Im.
What's the
Elfoot? Im El Ha Mezuzah.
Oh,
but that's what it means. No, not O Hamezuzah.
O Hamezuzah.
Right.
And you said Im.
So we interpret the word O means Im. It means if provided. So we said yeah. Yishol al Adeles Im El Hamezuzah. If the Deles is on next to a Mezuzah.
Im.
If. Yeah. No. Aleph. Aleph Mem. If. Like O know that Yishol Adeles means if know that. If it is known that it's a Shoramua. So here also, O El Hamezuzah. If it is leaning on a mezuzah, if the Dallas is attached to a mezuzah. There are many, many dinim. I'm just going to comment on very few of them. There is a din in today's Sedra, if you kill somebody, you chayv nisa. And we learn from this week's Sedra what says in Aseres Hadibus, lo sirto, but it doesn't say what the yoinish is. It says kabiris uvichas mecha there, it doesn't say what the yoinish is either, it doesn't say lo sirto. But here it says, nochim yinochim. The Gemara says, we have a pasuk, cherub nekemis nekam bris, so we see that the word nekama means the sayif, but that's how we know that a ratech is the sayif. So the pasuk says, where is this written that a ratech gets to a kama? That's by killing an eved k'naini. That says, if I kill my eved k'naini, it's if he survives after the hakor. Im yom yamayim yamod, lo yukam ki kaspavu. Then you don't give nekama, lo yukam. You don't take nekama from him. But if he doesn't live, he dies within Yom HaYomayim, then you do kill him. So the Gemara of Rashi quotes him, what do you mean Yom HaYomayim, if he lives 1 day or 2 days? If he lives 2 days, then he lives 1 day. So let it say Yom. Rashi says that it means Meyes Leyes. It doesn't depend on Shti and Seis and Yom. It means a period of time of 24 hours. Sometimes the halacha depends on Yom HaShol Torah, and sometimes the halacha, sometimes it says Halayla Halacha HaYom, sometimes HaYom Halacha HaLayla, and Kachim HaChulam we discuss, and sometimes the din of Yom is Chav Talitra. By Hafaras and Darim, the Gemara has on the last Gemara in Shabbos, the last Tikkun Gemara, it's a Machloket Satanoim. For the Hafaras and Darim, in Biyom Shmoa Isha, Yoni Oso, what do you mean Biyom Shmoa Isha? So the Mishnah paskins that Hafaras and Darim is only up until Shkiyah. Then Mahako Ben Lahachna, sometimes we'll have 24 hours, and sometimes we'll have 2 minutes. He just told you why it's Neda, a minute before Shkiyah, so you have 1 minute to be made for the Neda, if you're not made for the Neda, far, far. And there's another time that the Gemara says, it says not so, that Hafaras and Darim is May's place. You have different zman. Yom is sometimes laila halachacha yom, sometimes yom halachacha laila, and sometimes chav davucha. Different dinim of yom. So the pasuk says that the din of yom or yomai. What happens if the eved k'naini survives for 5 days and then he dies? So then the odon is not killed. What kind of a din is that? Why should that be so? The Rambam writes an original chiddush. He thinks that this, in Hilchos Ritzeach Perek Beis, he thinks that this halach of Yom HaYomayim only applies when the Odom beats him up because he doesn't want to do the work. So let's say just the Odom comes to the Eved K'naini and he has a fist fight with him. They're playing chess and the Odom lost. And he gets so furious that he kills the Eved K'naini in such a way that he lives for 24 hours. He sees to it that he's going to live. He gets the most expensive doctor to make sure that he's going to live for 24 and a half hours. And then he pulls the plug, and then he doesn't pull the plug. Then he pulls the plug, then he kills him. And then he dies. So the Rambam says, that's ridiculous. There's no din of Yom HaYomayim there. He says, the din of Yom HaYomayim only applies when you beat up the Eved. He did a little too much. You beat him up a little too hard. You're not supposed to kill him. That's not bad enough. But he says, he thinks that it only applies if you hit him because he's not doing his work. The Rambam. Unlike the original din. You really that the din in Hilchos Ritzeach and Perek Beis. The problem is you have to learn the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Tzarek to see if it stems with the Gemara. The Gemara Nachrevel talks about a situation, Amechar Abdel HaVeiro, I sell my Yavit K'naini to somebody else, the Pasuk Kima Amrash Yisham Shena Shloshim Yom. I sell you my Yavit K'naini and I retain the use of the Yavit for 1 month. So he's still going to work for me for 1 month. So I have the Skus Peiris for the month and you have the Kinyan Aguf and I have the Kinyan Peiris. The Gemara has machlokes where they say Kinyan Peiris, Kinyan Aguf Dami, Kinyan Peiris, Lat, you know, Kinyan Aguf Dami. The Gemara says, who has the din of Yom HaYomayim? Do you say Ki Kaspei Hu? It depends on who owns the Eved K'naini. Or it depends on Tachta. What's the Loshon HaPosuk? Meis Tachas Yodo. Tachas Yodo means the one for whom he has to do the work. So the way the Rambam says is the Yerali, it certainly depends on the one for whom he has to do the work. To see how the Rambam saw fits into the Gemara. Did he pass him like the right mandam? You have to go check it out. What kind of a din is it? Let's say the Yevah does live for more than 24 hours and then he dies. So the other one is not Chai Misa. Does that mean that he did an Aveira of Ritzicha but he has a Ptur Misa? It does mean that it's not called a Chet of Ritzicha at all. Mine of Kemina, Glata Chakira. So remember, I had a Rebbe in Yeshiva who passed away. Rabbi Fishman, Zuchan Rachman, is a very big Tamachach. Talmidim never appreciated him because he was much, much bigger than him, much greater than his Talmidim. He should have said a shiur for them, a small. He was a big, very big Talmud Chacham, and students could never understand. Spoken Yiddish, students never understood. So I remember on his deathbed, we visited him in the hospital. He died from cancer many years ago. Rabbi Fishman's father, Rabbi Heshel Fishman's father. So on his deathbed in the hospital, he was talking to me. So it happened to be Parshas Mishpatim. He was speaking about this. So he said he always used to wonder, what's the din of Kamlai Vidirabmane in such a case? What's the din if I kill somebody and they don't give me any hasura? So I don't get nisim. But the din still is. Talmud de Bechizkiya, there's a din of Kamalai with the Rambam. The Kamalai Rambam is also in today's parasha. It says by the Mei Velodis. It says in the Chumash, Kinata Anoshim Nakfi Shahar Yotzi Yelodeha. So you have to pay the Baal Isha the Mei Velodis. In Matan Yiyah, if the woman gets killed, then it says that you don't pay the Mei Velodis because Kamalai with the Rambam. But if the woman Loyasan, Anish Yanish Kashi Yashin Sala Baal Isha Venatan Ufim. If the woman doesn't get killed, then you have to pay the Mei Velodis. I, the woman doesn't get killed, but the baby got killed. But why not say Kamalai with the Rambam if you're killing the baby? So the Miri says, you see from this passage that if you kill the Nubi, you're not Kaidis. Miri says, this is the Mokka. Shlomo of Vilna discovered this on his own also. The Achronim have this Kasha. How does the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah Nidin. The Ratzinik ben Yemechor ha-horga chai. The baby is born, so the day the baby is born, if somebody kills the baby, say you chai mis. That's a din minatur. Sometimes not. Sometimes, let's say, if I know Biyodua Shekola Lachadoshim, I know for sure that it was a full-term pregnancy, whatever that means, either 9 full months or 8 full months, whatever full-term means, a shayla. So then even the day the baby is born, if you kill it, Yechayimis. If it's any Yodua Shekola Lachadoshim, if you're not sure, then the Ramam Sheet is that Menatur Yechayimis anyway. But the Rabbanon, they said, you're not Yechayimis. But then the Rabbanon, that if you kill a baby before the 30 days are up, so we treat him as a Sopik neighbor. But Menatur, we say, he's not a Sopik neighbor.
The Rashi
Kuzhu
says that
not
means if it's
vaday lo kala hadash. I know that it's a premature baby. That's the question whether 30 days helps. It's a different question. If you have a premature baby, it's a question whether 30 days helps. So if 30 days doesn't help, what does help? Let's say you had a premature baby and put him in an incubator. The baby's 50 years old. So there's some Mishonim hold doesn't help, nothing helps, a Nefel, it's not Chayim the Mitzvahs, it doesn't come by Mitzvahs, a Rabbi does, he's dead. It's a big problem. So I pray him have tshuvas about it. So Imre Yosha has a tshuva about this. Imre Yosha has a tshuva, and Dayan Weiss from Neda Haredi has a tshuva about this. What's the law about the premature baby that's put in the incubator? What do you do if the Rishonim say, some Rishonim say that nothing helps, even Rosh Nisa doesn't help. So I stood in Yivomis, and I find test, I'll pay it. Yeah, that's what the Imre Yosher is already more reasonable. He says, Mayor Arik, before the war, he says, well, if the incubators are better, so then we say that it's good. Bar Kayom. The Gemara had three dinim. If a baby is born prematurely, the Vadai, Loikol, Lechadash, I know for sure that there was not a full term baby, then I say the kid is an April and he's not a Bar Kayom. So that's the shaila. For how long? For how long? The Rashi says Rashi learns the Gemara and Yevamos 20 years. And the other Rishonim saying nothing doing. 20 years doesn't help. So what do you do? What do you do with all these incubator babies? And the Mila is not Deicha Shabbos. So a lot of dinim. There's no pidyon ben. There's a lot of pidyon on that. It's an eifel, so there's no pidyon ben. The mitzvah is not derech shabbos. You can't give him an aliyah. Pidyon is not a wife. He can't get married. Kama v'kama alokas. You consider him like he's dead. You don't consider him like a chai. So we don't do like that. Obviously, we don't do like that. There's a topic that the poskim have tshuvas about. What do you do l'maisa if you choshish v'lo nishayim? We don't follow him. That's what the Rishonim says, not Chayim. Consider him like a walking dead. Yeah, that's what some Rishonim say. Like the Golem. The Golem was walking around and he wasn't a person. Yeah, most follow like Hadasha. He didn't see what the pregnancy wasn't a full-term pregnancy. So that doesn't count as a human being.
It's a shrug.
Let's say, that's the definition of a person. You have a human male and a human female give birth to a human body, a human being, who had, and then female had a pregnancy, a full-term pregnancy, before she gave birth to that child. But let's say you only have a 3-month pregnancy and then you have an amoeba, whatever, something's going to come out there for 3 months, something's going to come out. So that's not a human being. Let's say I kill that, it's walking around. Some kind of thing is walking around there for 3 months, and I kill it. So it's not a human being. So even if it was 7.5 months, and I put it in an incubator, and it comes out, and it looks mamish like a human being. And it walks, and it talks, and it thinks, and it dances. That's an amoeba. It doesn't count. That's not a human being. Yeah. So it's also, you got to go through, there's a whole literature on it. So the Gemara has that there are three, this is what he's asking, there are three categories of babies. There's Vadai Loikol HaDoshev, that's called an acorn. Then the question is, what if you put it in an incubator, turn that to be normal now? Maybe the incubator should be treated like the missing month of the mother's body. It's not much like an imitation of a woman's body. Maybe it should be the same. That's what Paskim say, that it is. Reminds that we treat it that it is the same. But it's not so easy how you get at that conclusion. Chazanish says it's okay. Chazanish says common sense. The incubator is then the woman's body, that's good. And Dying Life, Neda Haredes, the chief Pesach from the Natura character, says he doesn't think the Chazanish is that. Why should the incubator be the same as the woman's body? Premature is a discussion in the Gemara, what's called premature, whether you need 9 full months or 8 full months. And the Ramban, the end of Ebenezer Paschim, said, Bizman Azeh, 8 full months is enough.
Right, so I don't know if I should have 8 full months and 29 days, and according to that speaker, then that's still going to show
up. Right.
That seems a little like, 21 days.
Right, right. So Bizman Azeh, the Ramban said, Bizman Azeh, we assume that 8 full months into the beginning of the 9th month, that's called Kol Lachadosh. Right. Right, so you have three categories, the Gemara says. You have the Vada Shekol Lachadosh, for the first day the baby is born, if you kill Yechai Misa, you have Bevada Shaloi Kolo Echadoshav, so then the baby is called an Eifel, and the question is how long. Then you have a Stam baby, you don't know. How do you know if Kolo Echadoshav, Loi Kolo Echadoshav? So in Atara I assume, the robe is, the robe Vlad is not Kolo Echadoshav. And with the Rabbanon, the din is that you have to wait 30 days to make sure that it was Kolo Echadoshav. That's the din with the Rabbanon. So the Achreinim have this kasha, how do you know that a Horegis Uber is Pot? How does the Mishnah know that? Atinik ben yamecha ahor go chayiv, and an uber, if you kill an uber, you're not chayiv. How did Mishnah know? Doesn't the pasuk say in Parshas Noach shafech dam ho adam bo adam dam yishafech? And the Gemara Sanhedrin darshes that ben Noach neherogim al ho uberim, that if a non-Jew kills an uber, kills a fetus, so he's chayiv mitzvah, because we darsh in the pasuk shafech dam ho adam bo adam kama dam yishafech. If you kill a person who's inside of another person, that you chayiv mitzvah. Who's an adam bo adam? That's an uber. So how did the Gemara know that that drasha, that a horegis uber is chayiv misa, only applies to goyim, maybe applies to Jews also? Why should it be a difference? So Rav Shlomo de Vilna came up with a design fall that the Miri came up with a few hundred years before him, that they have a pasuk in Mishpatim. It says in Loi Asam, if the woman doesn't get killed, then you have to pay the mevelotis. In Masin Yiyah, then you don't pay the mevelotis. Why? In Masin Yiyah, then it's come late with the rabbinate. And Lo Yas, and then it don't come late with the rabbinate. Aye, but the meduber is that you kill the uber. So there's always come late with the rabbinate. Built in come late with the rabbinate. You kill the uber. So you see from the whole parsha of Megalotis and the Chumash and today's Sedra that a horegis uber is potter. Aye, said the kasha, so why is it ben Oya chayiv al uber? So why if a nochri kills an uber, why is he chayiv? If it's not called Ritzicha by Yas, why is it called Ritzicha by him? So that's the whole shayim. So some said that Anachanam is not called Ritzicha, it's called Chavola, but a ben Oya is chayiv misan gneve. The Gemara says that Benoich is Nerag al Pachas Meshavah Prutah. Benoich is Chai Misa on all the Sheva Mitzvahs, Benoich including Gneve. So if Gneve is Chai Misa, Mestam Chavol is also Chai Misa. So why? You don't have to say that if you kill an Uber, it's Ritzicha. Say that it's Chavol. You Chai Bel on the mother. The mother says, the mother starts bleeding away. She loses her baby. So it's Chavol on the mother. It's not Chai Bel on the mother. It's Chai Misa. So that's one answer. Another person can say, no, it's not that it's an Isa Chavol. It's an Isser Ritzicha, but there's no Misa. But by Bnei Noach, any Isser gets Tanitza, it's a lower form of Ritzicha. If you kill an Uber, it's a lower form of Ritzicha. So by Bnei Noach, I don't care if it's a lower form, even on Gneva you Chayiv Misa. So the lower form of Ritzicha is also Chayiv Misa. But Chapsan Afkemina, how you explain this, why is the Bnei Noach Chayiv Misa when he kills an Uber? Why do we say that if we kill an Uber, we're not Chayiv Misa? Is it a lower form of Ritzicha? You say, no, it's an Isser Chavola. Chapsan Afkemina, let's say if a woman is sick, she's pregnant and she's sick, and there's no sakana to her life. The doctor says, there's no sakana to her life, she's not going to die if she goes through the pregnancy, but it's unhealthy for her. They would recommend medically for her good health that they should have an abortion. So while your mother abortion is based only on pikuach nefesh, only pikuach nefesh is deicha abortion, are you saying no? That whatever is medically recommended for the mother, so your mother abortion. See, if you hold that it's only nisa chavola, so chavola is always taken off whenever it's medically recommended. Let's say have an infection or something, have an extra finger. So they make operations whenever it's medically recommended, even for cosmetic surgery. The Pasuk assumes that it's mutar based on Gemara. But if you say it's not just an Issa Havola, it's more than that, it's an Issa Vitzich, but it's a lower form of Vitzich, it's a lower form of Vitzich, usually Vitzich is not matter for my Pikuach Nefesh, but if it's a lower form of Vitzich, then the Mishnah says in a Holos that you are matter it for Pikuach Nefesh of the mother, but if it's anything less than Pikuach Nefesh of the mother, then you would not be matter it. That's the major machlokes in the Pasuk. Whether you matter abortions, only when there's a suffix sakana, only when there's a sakana to the mother's life. Or even if there's no sakana, even if it's just unhealthy for the mother, we would be matter the abortion.
That's a big show. Even
if the mother doesn't want to be pregnant, even if it's better for the body. Let's say the mother just, they can't afford to have another child. Let's say I want to donate my finger to science. So that's an Issa Chavola. You don't say that that's mutar. I have five fingers, I want to cut off one finger because they want to make an experiment and they give me $5 million. I want to donate, I want to sell my blood to the Indians. The Chinese need some blood. If I'm giving blood to Jews, it's not nefesh, it's definitely Yisrael Chayvon. You're not allowed to take blood unless it's to be Pikuach Nefesh. Taking blood is an Yisrael. If you donate blood to the New York blood banks, Pikuach Nefesh for Israel, Israel and New York City. Donate blood to the Chinese, you know Israel in there? They lost 10 tribes. Unfortunately, you know, they're all Israeli there. So let's say I'm going to sell my blood. So that's no heck. You're not allowed to sell your blood. You're not allowed to do chavolah, the shame mom. That's like in your papers, the shame mom. That you're not allowed to do. But to do a chavolah, to abort a baby because the woman can't afford it, that's for sure in Israel. She just doesn't want to be bothered with another child. That's for sure in
Israel.
What? Why is it healthier not to have children? A lot of people have a lot of children, are very healthy. My wife is more healthy than most of the women here today.
What if
it depends on each woman.
Sometimes you have a case like if a psychologist will determine that this woman has three kids and they're driving her nuts and if she has another, she'll go on the children.
So that's what the post can discuss. So if she's really going to go crazy and there's a hashash, she may commit suicide, she may kill somebody else, or she may fall off of the roof without realizing that she's going to go off her mind. So then it's sakonas tefashot, it's sakonas nefashot. But let's they just say she's going to collapse. She's going to collapse, and she's no sakonas to anybody. So then you have all the poskim, whether you're allowed to be matter the abortion in such a case.
Mishnah
Naholos in Perek Zayin says, quoted in Sanhedrin, that fine based on base, that whenever the mother's life is endangered, so kodem shahaytzi roishai, before the baby's head was born, so then you abort the baby to save the mother's life. And lacha shahaytzi roisho, then the Mishnah says, ain't doicha nefesh mipnei nefesh, because lacha shahaytzi roisho, the baby is yalud. But before haytzi roisho, so it's only an uber, and a hargo potter, so either it's only an isa chavola, or perhaps it's a lower form of ritzicha, whatever it is, so it's mutta to kill the uber mipnei sakonet mefakol. The shahat is, what if it's not a sakonet for the mother? Well, it's just medically recommended that it's much healthier for the mother not to have this baby. That's a major part machlokes in the pasuk. It's more to make an abortion and such a thing. Gemara is that kasha. Let the baby be a roide. Gemara says hasn't that fine base. The Gemara says that mishamayi hu dekorat tefila. That the baby is not a roide. The Rambam writes zeh tivu shalayla. You can't call the baby a roide. That's a natural thing. That's all discussion. What that means. Huh? Right, that's what I'm getting to. So we have a din of kamleb de rabbanim, which is one of the mystics said. The din of kamleb de rabbanim not only applies what I'm going to get misa, even if I'm not going to get misa. That's called tana de bechiskia. Namely, let's say I killed somebody b'li hasra, also there's a din of kamleb de rabbanim. B'sheigig, b'li hasra, and so on. Even b'zman hazeh, the Prima Gaon says there's a din of kamleb de rabbanim, even though there's no bezin to give me, he still say kamleb de rabbanim. So he said he always had a suffix. What's the din? If I kill my other Knaini and he lives Yom HaYamayim and I go off free, does it mean that I really violated Ritzicha? But it's a Psaptur, like B'Shoigig, like B'li Hasro or something, like this Manazel, there's no Bezin, so it's a Psaptur from the Yoimish, or it means that it's a Hafkor from the love of Ritzicha. And I say he didn't even violate the Yitzhak Ritzicha. So he said he only had the Suffolk according to the Rambam. But the Rambam says that this didn't only apply, I think that's what he said. I don't remember, it was a long time ago. I think he said that he only has the suffix within the Rambam. The Rambam says that the din only applies when the other is beating up the Eved because he doesn't want to do the work. If you hold the other, just shoots the Eved in cold blood, you say it's a ptur because Yom HaYamayim, then the just like Zeres HaKosu that is proper, but it would become like the Rambam. He did a lot of it, see, but it's a hitch. It's a lot that is a ptur mention. But if you say like the Rambam, that the Zeres HaKosu Yom HaYamayim only applies, but he's beating up the Eved because he doesn't want to do the work for him, so then maybe by definition it's not called Ritzicha. That was the shame. Okay, I have to leave early. That's when I'm stopping.
Okay,
next year, Francis will start working.